you for having us while I get myself put together. Thank you so much for having us. We are, as Pastor said, my name is Nate Mortensen, my wife Corey. You probably saw our kids on their way in and out. We have four kids. Mackenzie is our oldest. She's 9. Grant is 8. Blake is 6. And Savannah is 20 months old. And we are headed to the country of Honduras. Before I get into that, I just want to share my testimony. I had the great privilege of growing up in a Christian home. And with that privilege, I had the opportunity to hear the gospel many times as a young child. And actually, when I was 4.5 years old, that is when I trusted Christ as my Savior. My mom is the one that led me to the Lord. She had just gotten done explaining my sin problem to my rear end. And then she took the time to tell me what Jesus Christ had done for my sin. And I trusted Christ as my Savior. Being in a Christian home, you kind of have the opportunity to grow in your faith by default, in a way. You go to church because that's what mom and dad do. You memorize Bible verses because that's what mom and dad do. And for me, it wasn't until I got to high school that I really began to make my walk with the Lord a personal decision. I wanted to study God's Word regardless of whether mom and dad were helping with that. I wanted to have a walk with the Lord that was independent of my mom and dad. And as I got into high school, my focus up to that point had always been sports. I love sports. And God dealt with my heart about the importance of Him being preeminent. There's nothing wrong with sports or hobbies or other things we enjoy, but we need to keep Him in His proper place. And as I was in high school, that was the decisions that I made several different times that led to that trying to have that as my focus, as my walk with the Lord needed to be the most important thing in my life. I got to my senior year of high school and started getting the great senior questions. What are you going to do with your life? And really, I had no clue. I knew one thing about myself, and that was that I could not sit behind a desk my whole life. I needed a job that got me out and moving and had something like that. Also knew that I wanted to serve my country, but didn't feel like the military was the route for that. I was able to do some ride-alongs with Christian police officers that I knew, and really felt like that was the niche that God had for me. I went down to Pensacola Christian College and studied criminal justice there. And at PCC, I not only met my wife, but God also began to burden my heart about missions. Every other year, PCC has a missions conference. And the one year, the missionary that came in, I think it was my junior year, a missionary that came in and was part of the missions conference was Brother Matt Allen. He's a missionary in Papua New Guinea. And during his message and his presentation and then throughout the course of the week, God began to really work on my heart about being willing to go to the mission field. And initially, I struggled with it. I had all the excuses. I'm not a public speaker. That's what missionaries are. They're pastors, and pastors are public speakers, and that's not me. I can't do this, or I can't do that. And I had every excuse that you could have. But as the days went by, I really felt like the Lord was dealing with my heart, saying, you've given me every excuse why I shouldn't call you to the mission field. But I want you to consider, why wouldn't I call you to the mission field? Why wouldn't I? The reason that He would call is because there's millions without Christ. And as God dealt with my heart over those several days, got to the point where I said, Lord, I am surrendered. Wherever You want me to go, I'm willing to go. And I really expected that once I got to that point of saying I'm willing, that God was going to say, okay, the backside of Africa, or Papua New Guinea, or China, or somewhere. And He didn't. I really fully expected that. I knew that I had a peace that I was willing to go, and I'd made that decision in my heart, but I fully expected the direction. Corey and I ended up getting married the summer before my senior year, and when we came back to Pensacola Christian College for me to finish up my senior year of school, our pastor that married us gave us the counsel. He said the best way to grow a Christian marriage is to get involved serving the Lord together in a local church. Don't just go to church and attend church. Get involved serving the Lord together, and God will grow your marriage. And we tried to take Him up on that. We got involved at our home church, West Florida Baptist Church. And I also was able to get hired at Escambia County Sheriff's Office, which is right down there in Pensacola, during my senior year. And they gave me the opportunity to have them pay for the academy if I would sign a 2-year commitment. Well, who's not going to take job security? Sure. I signed up. Well, about 4 years after that, both Corey and I were thinking, what in the world are we still doing in Pensacola? That was never an end destination for us. My family lives in the Cincinnati area. Her family lives in the Dallas area. And we began praying, Lord, where would it be that you would have us to move? I have no commitment here at the sheriff's office anymore. And as we prayed about it, sought counsel from our pastor, we really felt like God was telling us, both of you surrendered to missions. And missionaries, by definition, as it would, live far away from family. You both live far away from family right here. I've planted you right here. I want you to view the ministries of the church here as the mission field that I've called you to. Get even more involved in serving me here. And really realize that the mission field is all around us. It's not just an international thing. The mission field is all those that are without Christ. And so that's what we tried to do. Just get even more involved in the ministries there at our home church. And fast forward another 6 years, and in the summer of 2015, Savannah, our youngest, was just born. And Brother Matt Goins, who's a missionary in Honduras, was home on furlough, giving a report of the ministry down in Honduras. He's been down there about 12 years. And during his Sunday school presentation, at the end of it, he said, would you pray that God would send another family to join us? We need more help. And Corey had stayed home with Savannah that morning because she was just a week, maybe a couple weeks old. And I came home from church. We got the kids fed, got lunch, you know, got them down for a nap. And then I got on the computer. And I got on Brother Matt's website and another missionary friend's website. And finally, about the time I got on a mission board website, my wife was like, sitting on the couch behind me, what are you doing? I said, honey, don't worry about it. I'm just looking. There's no harm in looking. You just go back to whatever you were doing. Well, after the evening service, again, God was impressing on my heart, are you still willing to go? And I came home from church that night, and we were talking after church, and I told my wife, I was like, okay, if Brother Matt is at prayer meeting tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, then I'll know it's God's will that I should talk to him. Well, that's like throwing out a fleece and expecting it to be wet in the morning. The missionary's going to be at prayer meeting. And he was there, and I chickened out and didn't talk to him. But God very patiently, over the next several months, continued to work on my heart, whether it be my personal Bible study or sermons or other missionaries that came through our church. And in November of 2015, during our missions conference, again, God used several messages during that missions conference. Okay, where did your surrender go? You told me back when you were in college that you were surrendered to go anywhere that I wanted you to go. And right up to this point, the wherever has been right here. Right here at West Florida Baptist Church. Are you still surrendered to wherever if I change that wherever? And after the Lord dealing with my heart about that, again said, Lord, wherever you want me to go, I'm willing to go. After talking with our pastor, I then contacted Matt Goins, and he invited us to come down and see a ministry down in Honduras that we're very, very familiar with. They're sent out of our home church. But the ministry he invited us to come down and see it firsthand. And we were able to go down to Honduras in February 2016. And God used multiple things on that trip to confirm in our hearts that that was where he wanted us. A couple weeks after we came back, Brother Matt felt the Lord was leading the same way and contacted us, invited us to join them and be part of what's known as Team Honduras. Now, Team Honduras is made up of several families. One is Brother Matt Goins and his wife. He is the pastor of the first church down there. The other would be the Coates family. They are house parents for a children's home that's on the property of the church there. That's a ministry out of that. You may be familiar with Hope Children's Home in Tampa. And Hope Children's Home in Honduras is an extension of Hope Children's Home in Tampa. And then there's another family that's in training at Hope Children's Home in Tampa right now, and they've raised funds to build a second home on the property there, and they're part of the team also. And then we will be joining to help on the church planting side of the ministry. Right now, the church that Brother Matt is pastoring is running between 200 and 250. And the church has a Bible Institute that's part of the ministry as well. And with that, they've been able to train men to go out and plant more churches. And right now, there's 3 men in the Bible Institute. There's 2 that have just graduated in the last several years. One of them being a man who, prior to getting saved through the ministry, was a drunk on the streets. He had pretty well lost his family. And by God's grace, he was able to get saved. His family was able to get saved. And God called him into the ministry. And just about a year and a half ago, they took Brother Alex after he had finished the Bible Institute, got ordained. The church there in El Progreso then helped to evangelize a new area about an hour away, and Brother Alex is pastoring that new church. And in just a short time, that church has grown to about 60 members, and it is fully self-supporting now. It's really exciting the way God is working in that ministry. And then another man that's in the Bible Institute, as he graduated, went down to be an assistant in that ministry. And so the goal of the team would be to see churches planted all throughout Honduras. Good, solid, fundamental Baptist churches that could be reaching, using Hondurans to reach Hondurans with the truth of the gospel. Honduras is a country of about 8 million people, almost the size of the state of Tennessee, and 97% of them would claim to be Catholic. They really, in a sense, are Catholic because they're Honduran. They're Honduran because they're Catholic, and it's just cultural. And many of them have heard the name of Jesus Christ, but they have no idea that He is a very personal Savior, and He came to die for their sins. And so they're very open to the gospel message, and so we're excited about that. One of the things that we are most excited about is we go down and join the team. We'll be working in discipleship and evangelism, and training up Hondurans to teach Sunday school classes, work with kids, work in the ministries there in the church, and then also outreach. And one of the ministries that we're the most excited about is the open door in the public schools. Right now, Brother Matt Goins has been invited into the public schools to teach Bible. He's not there to teach English. He's there to teach Bible. And it's just a huge open door. Right now, he's in, I believe it's 3 Honduran public schools where he comes in one day a week and teaches Bible in the school there through the many grade levels. And we will then, as we get down there and after we learn the language, we're actually going to be doing language school there in El Progreso. Once we get through language school, we will then hopefully be able to get into more schools in the region down there. But one of the things that we're really excited about, a lot of times missionaries start, they do deputation, they go to language school, and then finally they get to their field and they're able to get plugged in and involved. And as we go down there, while we're doing language school, after we get through like the first quarter and we're getting a good base on the language, we're going to take one day a week. And there's actually a bilingual school that is a private school that Brother Matt also teaches Bible at. And we'll take over that ministry teaching Bible in English while we're still finishing up language school. And so that's something that we're very excited about, even though it kind of gives us an opportunity to get involved and serving right off the bat. So that's the short story on us, and we're really excited about what God's doing. God's opened some amazing doors in Honduras, and we are excited about that. We have some time. Normally, there's not as much time, so I wanted to let my wife come and share her testimony as well. If you want to come on up, hon. But if you guys have any specific questions, we'd love to answer those throughout the day here. Thank you so much. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, I'll tell about it in just a second.